sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this February 6th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Couple of text messages from my reporting of the credential challenge issued by Melanie Greenfield with the Michigan GOP against me. He says, after all the free advertising you've done for her through the years. Yep, I know, right? Got another text message. Why would any Republican, supposedly Republican, challenge your Republican credentials? Well, I'm going to not go into the entire response that I gave to the Michigan GOP that will be considered by the Credentials Committee. I believe they're meeting on Monday. But you have to understand that this process has to follow the rules. Basically, what I said to Stewart and the Michigan GOP Credentials Committee, first, I find this challenge by Melanie Greenfield to be very interesting and disappointing, since she has been a regular listener to my show for years, my radio show for years. Melanie has spent money advertising her various events over the years on my show. In addition, Rod, to what I mentioned for free live mentions, we ran commercials for. One year, my show and our radio station actually sponsored one of her youth hunters training events, and we donated a .22 caliber long rifle with a scope as a prize for the young participants. I don't think I've done anything wrong to Melanie, and this challenge comes as a total surprise. I've explained openly on my radio show, which began airing back in 2012, that we Republicans needed to begin operating like the Democrats, especially here in Michigan. Many real Democrats run for elected office as Republicans to simply get elected. This occurs on a regular basis, especially here in northern Michigan. So, in the 22 election cycle, I did file and campaign for the 37th State Senate District as a Democrat. I didn't accept any donations and personally spent about $10,000 of my own money on that primary election against the real Democrat, Barbara Conley. If you search, you will see that Governor Whitmer endorsed only one candidate in that primary election for either State House or State Senate. That candidate was my opponent, Barbara Conley. By running as a Democrat in that race, I protected the entire ticket in the 37 state Senate district from the Democrats crossing over and voting for our weakest Republican candidates. I protected from the governor's race, U.S. Congress, state representatives, state senators, county commissioners, all the way down to the lowest elected office. She claimed that because I ran as a Democrat previously, that there's a two-year window that I'm not allowed to be a Republican, and therefore shouldn't be credentialed for this 2025 state convention. Well, obviously she doesn't know how to do math, because that was 3 years ago. This is 2025. But then I'm going to explain 2024. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Continuing the reading of my email response to Stu Foster, the admin for the Michigan GOP, who is forwarding this email to the Credentials Committee, who's meeting on Monday, this coming Monday. In the next paragraph, I said, in 2024, as the filing deadline was approaching, I noticed that the Democrats had not filed a candidate to challenge my own state representative, John Roth, Republican, in the November general election. So I did file an affidavit of identity to run as a Democrat for the 104th State House District. My strategy worked to perfection. And with just an hour to file, the Michigan Democratic Party recruited a candidate to be on the August primary election ballot for fear that I would be their nominated Democrat candidate due to being unopposed. Before the deadline, I withdrew my affidavit of identity. And therefore, and I underlined this next statement, I did not appear on the primary election ballot as a Democrat candidate. That's underlined. This activity in 2024 does not violate the stated Michigan GOP rules per Ms. Greenfield's challenge. And for the record, I spent the rest of the spring summer of 2024 as a, quote, hardworking Republican, end quote. The reason I put that in quotes is because that's a rule within the Michigan GOP to recognize somebody who's not even a precinct delegate to be considered to go to a state convention. I spent the rest of the spring summer of 2024 as a hardworking Republican, being the campaign manager, sign installer, and door knocker for my wife, Victoria Bishop, who not only won the August primary election, but went on to defeat a writing campaign with 62% of the vote against the longtime Antrim County clerk, Cheryl Guy, in the November general election for that position. Next paragraph. Even though campaign finance reports showed that Ms. Guy's writing campaign was supported by our own Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's super PAC to the tune of $127,512, including using her connections, Jocelyn Benson's connections, to get NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt to do and run a story about the race on October the 28th, just 8 days before the general election. Then I put in parentheses, click on this link to watch the 3-minute story on the NBC News website. And I put the link, if they want, the Credentials Committee wants, they can watch the news report. Folks, that story was done, I'm sure, because of Jocelyn Benson's request to Lester Holt in NBC News. Benson's super PAC money proved to be totally wasted on Cheryl Guy's writing campaign and wasn't available to support Democrats in our state house races, which helped lead the Democrats to losing their House majority to our Republicans in Lansing. Finally, in closing, I was duly elected by my fellow residents of Torch Lake Township, Antrim County, as a Republican precinct delegate in the August 24 primary election, and have already paid our family dues for 2025 membership in the Antrim County GOP. I respectfully submit this explanation and request that Ms. Greenfield's challenge to my credentials be denied. We have already booked a hotel room, and I look forward to seeing many of my Republican friends and listeners from around the state of Michigan in Detroit on February 21st and 22nd, 2025. Respectfully submitted, Randy Bishop. So that was my response to her formal challenge of my credentials. Kind of interesting. She not only didn't want me to be credentialed as a delegate, a voting delegate, which is what I was duly elected to at our county convention, she didn't even want me to be credentialed as an alternate or as a guest. She doesn't even want me to be in the building. Very disappointing, Melanie. Very sad, pathetic. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know who you're involved with. I don't know who you're listening to. But I can tell you one thing. I am more of a Republican than you are. My actions, my hard work this last year, putting up Trump signs, helping Vicky win the Antrim County Clerk's race, defeating a ballot proposal for a $33 million jail that Antrim County does not need, putting up those signs, is what I did and spent my entire time off this past spring and summer of 2024. To prove my point, and this goes personal for those of you who know me, I went and got my motorcycle out of storage. I took it to the gas station. I put fresh gas in it. I pumped up the tires. I drove it home and put it in the garage. I did not ride my motorcycle the entire summer of 2024. After the election in November, I started the motorcycle up, drove it back to the barn, and put it in storage. Now, for those of you who know how busy I must have been for me not to ride my motorcycle in the summer of 2024, you know I was crazy busy doing the show, working with Radio Family, expanding the group, expanding the sponsors, doing all the things that we did, to the point where I didn't even get to ride my motorcycle. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. This year, we're going to party. And this year, in the summertime, wherever we're at, whatever event we're at, I'm riding my motorcycle. And Miss Vicky will be on the back. That's all I can tell you. Unless it's going to be a long event and we have to bring Mr. Snoop, then we'll be driving the Yukon. But, you know, it's pathetic. We should be spending our time and effort defeating Democrats, not defeating hardworking Republicans. So, that's the facts. Credentials Committee will meet on Monday. They'll let me know their decision, and I will share it with you guys. We'll see. And it's kind of interesting because the first congressional district has been going through a real struggle, a real battle with people like Melanie Greenfield and others. They raised a ton of money. As a matter of fact, it's proven, it's on our campaign finance report. First congressional district voted to donate $4,000 to Vicky's campaign that actually helped us do the mailers just days before the general election that helped us win the race against Cheryl Guy's write-in campaign that was supported by Jocelyn Benson's super PAC. Find it interesting that they have targeted us for whatever reason. I don't know. I know I believe that they may be in the process of putting together a second slate that's going to be voted on at the state convention. Maybe they didn't want me to be involved in that process. I don't know. For the record, for those of you who are duly elected precinct delegates going to Detroit, I totally support and endorse the slate with Dare Rendon as the chair. And whatever folks that they have on that slate is who you should vote for, in my opinion. If I'm allowed to go, if this challenge by Melanie Greenfield is denied, that's who I'll be voting for. So that's my take on this, and I just wanted you guys to be informed. But again, I had to spend roughly about 45 minutes of my time last night when I should have been taking care of Vicky in responding to this in my opinion, sophomoric, pathetic, disappointing challenge by Melanie Greenfield. Those are the facts. If you want me to forward a copy of this email to you, text me response. Just text me response, and I'll forward to you what exactly I sent to the state party. And we'll see where they land, and I'll tell you about it probably on Tuesday's show. I believe they're meeting Monday afternoon after the show. I'll get the answer in reply, and I'll send it out to everybody and announce it on the radio show on Tuesday. A couple of text messages coming in. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay. Seven responses already wanting the response sent to them. If you texted me response, just text me back. I should have said, please include your email address. Because this was an email. This was not a text message. This is something I cannot send to you by text. I need your email. And one other thing that's really disgusting about this whole thing. As successful as the first congressional district was, raising money, donating to candidates, helping to get true, real Republicans elected to office. Why is there such a battle going on? Kind of a turf war going on between Melanie Greenfield and her comrades against Dare Rendon and the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee. What is truly behind this? Who's behind it? Who's pushing it? I don't understand. When you have a well-functioning executive committee, when you're able to do events and raise money, how is it exactly you feel that these people need to be voted out of volunteer positions? Nobody gets paid to serve on the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee. Nobody gets paid to be on the state committee. Why then would you want to disrupt that success? We even flipped a state house seat up in the UP from Democrat to Republican. We helped President Trump with the numbers that we secured in the 1st Congressional District. We contributed to his 80,000 vote victory here in the state. I just don't understand their motivation. I don't understand who's behind it. I don't get it. If any of you know what's their motivation, why she'd be challenging my credentials, why they're putting up, I think, a second slate, I don't know. I just don't get it. If you know, send me a text or give me a call after 12 noon and let me know what you know, because I don't get it. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose